Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Well, we can give up adventuring. We're all rich now.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Why don't we just buy Strahd off?
There are 4 gold pieces left.
Should we leave them?
Pour them out for your homies?
Yeah. Leave them at the base of the headstone?
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, or we could bring them to his living family.
That's a
Will
good
pipes
point.
In. Living people might actually need that.
I was going to say you leave them and then Will picks them up later.
Okay. I don't even get to control my character.
No.
You just make me do it.
Lank will simply leave some white flowers and a silver piece.
Aww.
As his divine offering.
There aren't any silver pieces.
Sounds familiar.
There's gold.
I think Lank probably has one.
I do. I had 9, now I have 8.
Yep. And you did have 10 probably before.
I did.
Yep.
At some point I'll have to stop by a bank and make change of gold to silver for my offerings.
God. We have so much money and we never spend any of it.
I picture you guys doing this like in the middle of Valaki.
Yeah.
Can we buy some more spells?
I know.
From
the
who?
Problem is, like, this land has, like, nothing in it. Like, there must be a place that has... See, in normal D&D, like, we have Abby, who's, like, never played except for this campaign. In normal worlds, you can, like, walk into stores and buy healing potions. But in Barovia, it's like they don't have anything.
They
like,
just have that toy store.
Right! Let's go buy some toys! Yes!
I want to go buy some toys. Let's go, guys.
Lank just goes off into the wilderness.
Yeah!
I'm gonna go find the spectral... Although he may not be around anymore now that the dragon is gone. The guy I met in the woods who was all...
The Revenant.
Yeah.
Mm.
The Revenant! I forgot about him.
Yeah. Starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay. So, we did that.
Yep, you did.
Can I take time...
The chest is empty.
Can I take time to get Bernard back?
Sure. We're all kind of hanging around. Casually mourning. What form would you like Bernard to take?
The dog makes sense.
Okay. Cool. So unless anybody else has anything they want to do...
When Bernard appears, is there, like, smoke and a whip crack sound, or is it just normal? Like, does he just appear?
He just appears.
Okay. All right. I just didn't want to draw... Bathwack's, like, sniffing over the remains of everything, so he's just like, I don't want to draw attention to this right now.
So, Will...
Yes.
Suppose I send Steed. I'm petting Steed's mane now. He's back. Suppose I send him way over there, out of sight, over to the village that we were just at. You know, all those abandoned houses, somewhere you can't see him. Could you bring him back here with that spell?
Yes, because yeah? I believe. It wouldn't be the same spell, but he wouldn't know that necessarily. Dimension Door, I can envision a place, so I could bring him back.
Close.
Right?
You could go to where he is.
Oh, damn.
But if you were touching him, you could bring him back. But you can't summon things from elsewhere and bring them back.
Fuck. Wait, so, like, I can't... A Dimension Door, once I go through it, it completely disappears. I can't, like, go through, grab the horse, and bring it back?
Correct.
Fuck! Nope. I'm just...
So wait, did you say yes and now you just...
Well, that's because I don't know my own spells. That's Katie, sorry. One second. Let me look at my spells. I have to now see what I can lie about. Probably nothing.
Will's like, I just don't know all my spells. That's Katie. Sorry, guys.
Okay, so if I... So, okay, sending him over
I'll save you the time. No.
Well, I'm trying to think if I can... Make it look like that.
Okay.
I can cast Major Image, for example.
That's true.
Make it look like he's here.
Yep.
But if I know that Bathwack has a mental link to his horse, then if I make a Major Image of the horse, I might, you know what? I don't know. I'll see where this is going.
This is still Katie.
What are you gonna do? No, alright, no. This is Will. Like, okay, so wait a second. You're now trying to quiz me, like, about how powerful I am? Isn't that a little rude? Do we question each other's abilities? Is that what adventurers do? I'm not familiar. I'm not an adventurer, if you can't tell. Isn't that like asking about a woman's weight?
Are you a woman? Is it at all like that?
Probably. If you're just like asking about the, you know, that's what Will's, yeah, he's going to say this. It's not Katie. It's like very personal, right? I mean, like, I don't go up to Rafina and go, what is the extent of all your power? What spells do you have and how powerful are they? And well, what's the range?
Look, Will, it's not a secret. You just summoned this giant wagon here and nearly dropped it on our heads. I mean, I just want to see it again.
Yeah, but I was under
duress.
You know,
I mean, we have, well, I could trust you a whole lot more if I saw you do this again.
I was under duress.
You were under a dress?
I was wearing a dress.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Yeah, no, I mean, I told you, it was like, I got knocked out. I think almost ever, who was not knocked out? I mean, I was
okay, says
well,
Nick.
Well, good for you. Good for you, Nick.
I have all my hit points.
Well, and I also still feel like I'm about to die. I'm not going to say the hit point
thing. How likely is it that I would like to use this gold to buy a hotel room to sleep for like 3 days.
Me too. But I don't think any hotels exist here since the other one burned down. That was like the only good hotel. But yeah, not like true. You know, it was a very stressful situation and I am hardly aware of it. It's like pregnant people lifting carriages off their children. You know what I'm saying? I know I keep comparing myself to a woman, but that's not my point.
So
I am a man.
Oh, I can't do this.
We've lost the thread of your argument a little bit there, Will.
What? Okay. First of all, I think it's rude to ask people this kind of invasive question. But anyway, I was under duress. I got knocked out. Then this happened. Like, you know, this kind of thing happens when you have powers, I feel like. I don't know. This is my first time ever having powers. I think I've said that before. I'm pretty new to this.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Bethwack.
Aw, thanks, Rafina.
Bethwack just grunts and turns away.
I won the argument. Yeah! I pump my fists in the air. Woo!
Another fireball lands on you.
Followed by a carriage. I don't know how I did that!
Nobody bothered to warn you this time.
You just see everybody take one big step back.
What?
So, the memorials have been completed. The massive statue is done. Lank has eventually clambered his way down. Took him a couple hours to make his way back to the Earth.
For the record, I think Will is full of shit.
I think we knew that. I think we knew that you thought
that. Bethwack says that to Lank as he comes down. Lank, who has missed all of this, is just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, do you say anything to Lank? Please, have conversations. I have conversations I want to have with Lank. I still haven't been able to talk to you about what happened to us.
Well, you could have helped me build this monument.
But no.
Well, you could gild the monument now if you wanted to because of all the gold I found. You're welcome, Lank.
Yes, and it was a good idea on your part that we're going to give it to his family.
Right. Yeah, that was my idea.
Yep. Rafina says, hey!
So, Esmeralda asks, what were you all doing here? Or where are you planning on going? You defeated this creature that you told me about, who seemed quite powerful. Mm. I mean, do we feel like we're ready to face down the lord of this land himself?
What?
Here's the deal, says Rafina.
Yes?
I don't think Strahd is the ultimate problem.
What do you mean?
There's a curse on this land. It's not just Strahd. Remember, the angel told us this.
The angel?
I miss that guy.
I do too. Even when he was crazy and wasn't the angel, he was endearing.
You had mentioned this person before. But you keep saying he's... you don't think he's just crazy through and through? I mean, I think it's pretty clear that Strahd is the source of all that's gone wrong in this land.
No.
No. That is not correct.
I just have this feeling that it's true, that it's not just Strahd, that he's a symptom, not the cause. So, yes, we might be ready to battle Strahd, but I don't think it's the last battle. I think we need to summon, what's the word, our strength. We have to sort of
gather
our loins.
Gird our loins. Marshal our strength and not use it all up at once, because there may be more to come.
Okay, but do you think we should dispatch of him first and then try to go after this curse that you're convinced is afflicting this land separate from him?
Maybe, but I need a snack first.
Well, certainly. None of you seem to be up to doing much of anything at this point. I'm just trying to figure out what the next move is at this time.
We don't even know where to find Strahd.
I think he has a giant castle over by Barovia Village.
Can't we just summon him?
Well, I bet... Maybe, I don't know, was that this morning that he told
me? Maybe Will could teleport him here. What do you think, Bathwack? Do you think he could just summon him here?
I think that's a terrific idea.
Don't do it!
Wait a second, you want me to summon Strahd? I feel like...
I think Will needs to be under some duress first, though, before he can cast the spell.
Not going to be under my duress.
I mean, how do you plan on this? You just speak of this curse, like, is it just some nebulous thing that you, you talked about how, I mean, and I, you know, had some encounters with this abbot, though not in this angelic form that you described. He had this.
He was your landlord.
Yes, exactly. And he had this cockamamie idea of finding love for Strahd. Is that what you had in mind, Rafina? That always seemed a bit kooky to me.
It is cockamamie.
I wrote down some notes. When I was editing the other day, I wrote down some notes about what he actually said. He said, "This land is cursed, but he is cursed by it. Helping him recover from this curse is the only way to truly free this land."
Wait, he said to recover from, that we have to recover, help him recover from the curse?
I literally, when I was editing, typed the exact words that Eric said that were interesting to me. And those were two of the things. The other thing it applies to me, Rafina's more important than her. He said to me about you and about Irina, that you're more important than Rafina.
So
Rafina is more important than Irina. That was another thing I wrote down. But yeah, this land is cursed, but he is cursed by it. And helping him recover from this curse is the only way to truly free this land.
This is what the angel said?
That is what the angel said, yep.
Because you weren't just editing the angel episode though, right? Because it's been released.
Yeah, no, that was... I write down notes. These are my notes that I have as I go through... I write down notes. Like, I wrote down this thing. In the cave, Lank suddenly felt sleepy and then very attuned to shadowy areas, I write with exclamation points. And then I wrote down my vision in the cave and such. I just write down notes as I'm editing so that I can... And also as I'm playing, but as I'm editing, it's easier to get actual quotes. But yeah, I don't know how we would... I mean, I guess if you want to discuss in character or out of character, but...
I don't know!
Sorry, I don't know what accent this is
either!
Esmeralda!
What?
You were foretold in the cards to us as someone who would be a great help in the fight. So why don't you tell us something that you think we should do next?
I mean, I don't know how much stock you should hold in this whole curse idea. I think that... That Strahd, when he is defeated, he needs to be defeated head-on, and that once he is dispatched of this land, we'll be free. That's what I think.
And I want to look at Lank, because Lank and I shared a thing. And I don't want to say it out loud, but you know what I'm talking about, Lank.
You say me. Without talking out loud.
Yeah, she says out loud.
It's just, I'm like...
Now, I don't want to talk out of turn, but weird shit happened between the two of us, right? Don't tell anyone. What the hell are you all looking at?
Man, because, like, the whole, like, guy with the fangs that showed up, and apparently had something to do with you coming here and me coming here. And unless I talk about that at some point, it's never going to come out, I guess. Fuck. I would never talk about it. That's my problem. I think
we got caught off guard because we got into combat right away then.
Right. Yeah. We ended up just swept away into this area is what happened. We went from that vision to this area and then slept overnight and didn't really have a chance to talk, Seas.
Yeah. We've been kind of busy. We'll find the time to chat. Don't you worry. Just, you know, had some shit going on.
We have a good eye-to-eye conversation going on. No words are spoken right now, but me and Lank know. Mm-hmm. How you doing? How you doing?
They have an eye-to-eye conversation going on, but they are on totally different pages.
Right.
Lank thinks that Will's saying, that's a pretty nice gem you found. And Lank's like, yeah, it is, isn't it? And Lank's like, good job finding all that gold. And Will's like, yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
How about everybody give me a perception check?
Oh, God.
just to keep the ball rolling.
Oh, I rolled the wrong dice. 7.
Yes!
Plus 3.
17.
7 total.
Uh-oh, he's
You're muted.
He might be gone.
Are you gone?
No, I'm here. I was
okay.
It's cutting in and out and stuff. But I know that I'm supposed to roll a perception check.
Yes, you are.
7. Okay. 8, I mean.
All right. I want you to be able to hear, so do you want to try to reset real quick and we can take a break? I'm trying not to go as late, so we could take a break now and then finish up.
Oh, you want to do that?
If it would help, I just want you to be able to
We want
hear
you in it. You're funny and awesome and creative.
Don't lie to him.
I know, you're ugly and stupid. We hate you.
There, Will's this. Yes. I have to figure out every time whether it's Katie or Will talking to me.
That's so funny. That's so weird. Yeah, they bleed into each other for sure.
Do you want to try to reset and we can take a break and come back?
Sure.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Okay, let's do that. All right.
Me and Lank have to have a heart to heart.
Once we're done fighting houses.
That'll never be the case.
Yeah, we're always going to fight houses from now on.
Yep. So our conversation could be like the one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies where Jeffrey Rush has to marry them while they're having a sword fight.
Oh, yeah. What was that one? Which one was that?
That was like 3 of now 18.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know.
We stopped after 3.
Have we seen?
I haven't seen the 4th one.
Are there 4 or are there 5?
I think there are 5 now.
There are 5. I remember how good that first one was, man.
So good.
It was so good. And I'm not somebody who like hates on things just because everyone hates on things. So like, I can't even really say.
I liked all
I think
of the
I
ones
enjoyed.
That I've
seen. Yeah, like they're, you know, they're summer enjoyable fun movies, but that first one was so good. Man. So good.
And really bad eggs.
Yeah. Woo! Ah! That was a fake ah.
What was that?
1, 2, 3, clap.
Clap!
So, welcome back, everyone. Everybody rolled terrible perception checks except for Will.
Oh, yeah.
To recap.
Sweet.
So, Will. Just because of the way you happen to be standing currently, you catch sight in the distance, actually back amongst the ruins of buildings that you guys had kind of slept the night in. You see, it looks like you catch a glimpse of something moving, looks like along down the road, like away from the road that you walked in on, as if they had walked in the same, this figure had walked in The same way you had.
Like a human-looking
thing? You catch a glimpse of something that looks like a dark crimson red.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's what I say. I'm like, oh, God. And I put my head in my hands. And I'm like, are they coming or going?
Well, they're not coming towards you.
Okay.
The road is kind of doesn't lead towards this place where you are. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're coming. They came into the town the same way you guys came in after appearing on the road.
So they're not walking away from us. They're just coming into the town.
They're kind of walking parallel to you.
All right. Well, I see something. I don't know if we want to investigate or if we want to sleep. Any points?
Nobody moves.
Yeah. What did you just say?
We're all so tired. We're like, what?
Rufina's chewing her snack.
I dread to ask what Rufina's snack is.
It's twigs. She's getting it ready for twig tea.
That's not a twig. That's Babalasaga's toe bone.
Ew! Oh, crap.
So they're just figures wearing crimson.
Once you all look, you don't see figures. You keep catching glimpses as you're keeping an eye out. It looks like probably a figure. From this distance, it's hard to tell. But you don't see, like, a crowd of anything or whatnot. But the way they're moving seems like it's something alive that's, you know, ambulating.
Oh, God, I don't even have any spells right now.
What do you think, people?
Does anyone have a spell that helps us determine whether or not we should just go to sleep for now?
I don't think we need to cast a spell for that. I just fall asleep.
It's fireball.
And that's a hard no.
I do have one spell slot left.
Could somebody who has either Steed or Bernard send either Steed or Bernard out to see what's going on over there?
What's wrong with my cat?
Oh, that's true. She's the smallest. I was going to say Bernard is smaller. But Cat is smaller.
Oh, send me into fucking danger. Okay.
Pippa, you are the strongest. Cat's a familiar now?
We could ask the cat. We don't have to. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, we can hear you.
Would you say about a familiar?
Can you guys hear me?
We could hear you. Could not at first, but now I can hear you.
All right.
There's always a delay. It's weird.
Still having audio or connection issues or something.
Your computer sucks.
I just wondered if the cat's a familiar, like if the cat dies, everything's still cool.
Oh, I don't think she's like a spiritual familiar, but she's a familiar.
Are there different kinds of familiars, really?
I mean, like my familiar is like basically I summon my dead siblings.
Oh, right.
And okay. Steed, when he gets popped, gets to come back as well. But yours seems to be a cat. I think it's just a cat.
Oh, yeah. If we're sending a mortal... Well, I'm pretty small. I'm actually pretty stealthy. I could go check it out.
How many hit points do you have?
Oh,
wait, this is metagaming. Are you nearly dead?
That's a good point, says Nick. I'll go.
Oh, God.
I'm sneaky, too.
He is sneaky. That's true.
That is true, and he was boasting about how healthy he was earlier, so...
I don't know if I can sneak as well with all these hit points weighing me down, but...
Oh, it's tough,
and all the gold in your pockets, ching, ching. Ching, yeah. As you just start walking and clink, clink, clink.
So, Nick heads off, skulking through the tall grasses back towards the huts. Looks like he takes a path that is going to kind of cut into the road behind where the figure is walking, so that he's not, like, in front of the figure. Then, Lank, in your head, you hear Nick say, I think... And he's whispering, even though he wouldn't have to. I think it's that guy. What's his name? From
it's Rick Tavio.
From the Baron's house up in the attic.
Oh my God, the wizard!
Who was that?
It's Victor!
It's Lank turns to the party. He thinks it's Victor.
It's emo guy.
He has like really greasy black hair. It's like a young kid guy. He's got robes.
Yeah, it's the kid with the greasy black hair.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Do we want to see him? I can't.
Mike's like, it's an NPC. Probably not.
I changed myself into the Baron.
Got it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Oh, okay.
Why?
We're doing this.
Oh, okay.
Well, I would like to know what news there is in Valaki. That's why Will is doing that.
Well, but he knows the rest of us, so he could tell us.
Hey, Link.
Yes.
Oh, you're not coming through. Again. No, start again.
Link, I will touch your arm and heal you 20 hit points.
Aww. Oh, thank you.
I feel like I'm shouting or something.
No,
it sort of comes and goes, but I appreciate the hit points, and now I am ready. Seeing Will transform into the Baron, I'm like, oh, we're doing this again. when we were the, what were we? We were like the special bodyguards
the
or whatever.
Secret guard.
The secret guard.
Yeah. Yes.
It's time to be the secret guards again.
The not so secret guards.
Lang shouts out, "Hold for the Baron!"
I think he heard you. He stopped. He's looking around. He looks scared.
He says he's turned around, kind of scared. So
Rafina,
maybe
play
you
on
make
those
yourself...
pipes. make a band play as we go.
Are we trying to get his attention?
I don't know. I'm a Baron. I don't have pipes accompanying me everywhere I go. I have no idea.
Rafina's the one with all the instruments.
With a new set of pipes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm afraid that the new pipes are going to be evil or something. Yeah. I don't want to play them until...
You have so many other instruments. You could probably, like...
All right. I'm going to take out my ocarina.
Or something.
I take out my spoons. Spoon melody.
Says Lank.
Lank is so exasperated. You don't think he's going to hear these spoons?
We need something to do a fanfare for the Baron. Oh, spoons! That's what comes immediately to mind.
Rafina's like, no, you're right. And then she pulls out a comb with wax paper on it.
Yeah. How about a set of empty coconut halves so I can make that
yes!
horse sound?
I will do like the horse in. Motion. I'll do it.
Make way!
As you trot past a perfectly good magical steed.
Right.
I'm going to play the Rafina phone. Ready?
I don't know what you guys are doing back there, but he's going again.
No!
Wait, I just start walking.
Before we get his attention, really, are you sure, Will, that you want to appear as the Baron again? It's been a while.
Yeah, the Baron... I feel like the Baron had some kind of influence over him, didn't he? Or maybe not.
It was his dad.
Yeah, I know. I was saying,
Lank is running ahead to meet up with Nick.
Because I think the Baron was supposed to go on a camping trip with him.
You don't think that the people of
Before
wherever he wouldn't have figured it out by now?
I don't know, but I remember the last thing that we said was that I was going on a camping trip. I'll meet you there. Or something like that. I'm pretty sure.
You don't think anyone would have seen the plots in the backyard of the Baron's house and
no, I hope not. I really hope not. I'm planning on claiming that as my new home in Barovia. I really hope not.
The geyser you guys created washed
right.
away a lot of the evidence.
The geyser with the body on top mm-hmm. of it, so.
All right. Okay, I'm just saying that he'll recognize us, so we could still extract information from him.
Do you not want me to go? Is that
just... I'm just worried that you're going to get caught as an imposter.
Nobody's caught me yet, have they? What? Not a single person. Not a single person in all of this land. I will say that. And there's plenty more where that came from, so let's go!
Okay.
My I'm very proud of my impostering. Stored.
Are you practicing his voice with these
oh, yes.
speeches?
Yes, I'm already totally in character.
Okay.
Or at least was working on it. And at this point, I'm totally in character.
All right. So Lank has run ahead. Will has said he's going. Are there the other two of you going along as well?
Yep.
I'm assuming.
Sure.
And Esmeralda's tagging along too. Lank, you said you were going to catch up to Nick. He's like kind of hiding behind. He's like moving from building to building, following along.
Yeah, I'm going to collect Nick and say, we need to stop him, but remember, we're the secret guard. Will is okay. In the guise of the Baron again.
Okay. So we got to do it, but not like scare him off.
Right.
He looks kind of on edge.
Should we warn Esmeralda?
Oh, yeah.
Victor.
She has no idea what's going on.
You see him freeze, and then he just slowly turns around.
Hello again. The Baron is right behind us and wanted to speak to you.
He catches sight of you. It looks like he's about to cast a spell at you.
Okay.
And it looks like he's able to catch himself in time. He looks like he was maybe holding his breath, and he starts breathing again somewhat heavily. And he says, Hi! Wait, my dad is here?
Yep, I thought he was right behind me. I thought he was right behind me!
I'm going.
With the rest of the secret guard.
We just left him there. As soon as he ran up, I was like, guys, don't go anywhere. Just let him go. Let's mess with him. I'm just kidding, I'm going.
Okay. So yeah, the rest of you catch up.
You calling a wretch.
The wretch of you, you guys have to figure out which one that is. He catches sight of you, Will, as the Baron, and he looks both annoyed and relieved.
Oh,
that's good.
So someone draw that and post it on Twitter. says, what? How did you find me? What are you doing here, Dad?
I didn't find you. You just happened to be where we were camping. Remember, we were going camping, I thought. Maybe not. Maybe I didn't send you the invitation, son. I'm very sorry.
Okay, I'm beginning to suspect that him being the Baron was a bad idea.
I'm going camping with my secret guard, obviously.
Well,
why are you by yourself, son?
Now I'm trying to remember.
Right.
Like father, like son.
We're so glad you didn't burn down.
He told at least most of you that he, or some of you, or one of you, that he wanted to go
all
to the Amber Temple.
Yes.
Did he tell Will, or
Will.
Did he tell the Baron?
Will. He told Will.
Okay. I'm going out. I'm exploring. I don't know why.
Exploring. Well.
No, it's not to be in my business!
Oh my god, son! We were supposed to go on a father-son camping trip. It's supposed to be pleasant and nice and, like, really beneficial to our relationship.
Yeah, but you left, and then the villagers, like, they all tried to figure out who started the fire, and I had to, like, get out of there, because it was... I did.
You did?
Well, no. I was there, and I know magic. It was that girl. Where's she? I don't know, but... Yeah.
She's a lake now.
Kinda...
Yeah, she's a lake now.
Oh.
She won't be starting any more fires.
Did someone cast a spell on her or something?
Long story.
We tried pretty hard to talk her out of it too, if I remember correctly.
Well, she was scary. She made that huge fire. She burned the inn down and like half the village. The town.
Were there a lot of casualties?
I don't know. I got to get out of there pretty quick.
Have you been walking ever since?
No, I've been, like, kind of camped out outside the town for a while. What do you care? You never care about me.
I'm trying to work on our relationship. I've been reading a book.
That's why I went out for a camping trip and forgot to tell you.
Right. My servants were supposed to tell you. I'm very sorry that they didn't. I thought I told you. I guess maybe I didn't. But come on. We're supposed to be in this together. Can Will remember that he wanted to go to this temple?
Yeah, I think he told all of us.
Right, yeah.
Yes, everybody would remember
that. It sounds
that.
Like he doesn't want to tell his dad that he's on his way to the temple, so I'm trying to figure out if I should disappear into the woods. Forever. All right. Well,
your friends know. Maybe they told you. I mean, your secret guard.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, would that be okay? Would that make him mad? I'm trying to think.
Of course it would. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Kids need boundaries.
Okay. Are you really not headed anywhere in particular?
No, I don't know where.
Maybe
I don't
something
know.
That rhymes with Amber Tamblin. It doesn't actually rhyme. Amber Tamblin.
Life does this very slow turn to look at you, Will.
And then I'm like, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who told you? Did one of you guys tell him?
All right, shucks, if you don't want to you don't want to be my son anymore, I understand. I'll go live in one of these huts. And then I lower my head and do the Charlie Brown walk away.
Good! Get out of here, Dad! I hate you!
Oh, he's such a badass! High five! No, fuck you! You're a jerk! Doing the sad Charlie Brown walk away.
Good! Get out of here! You guys... Do you remember? You told him, I don't know why, but you want to come with me?
This is weird.
Is he asking all of us, including
all of you?
Will / Baron?
No.
I'm walking away.
Oh.
Have you
to
been
go
there
live
already?
In the
okay.
Huts.
Maybe, okay. How about, we could go with you. Do you mind if our friend Will comes with us? I think he's at the other end of the clearing.
Oh, yeah, he was okay. I think he was the one that was kind of interested. It was about the magic that could be found there, the power. Mm.
Okay. Why doesn't one of us go get Will and one of us escort the Baron somewhere else?
Just leave him. He can fend for himself.
Yeah, I think, ooh. I'm sure he can fend for himself.
And so can Will. Fuck that guy.
I love that he's invited us along and the secret guard is like, without any hesitation, like, oh yeah, we'll go with you. We'll leave the Baron alone here in the middle of the woods.
I also like that none of us feel like we have to follow him over to this dangerous place. Okay, there he goes.
Victor has always seemed a little weird. I remember, I feel like he is a little odd anyway, so I don't know if he wouldn't. He doesn't seem. Eric's like looking like he doesn't even give a shit. He's
you're
like,
right. You are all correct in your assessment.
He does not care. He's just like, whatever.
Or think it's weird.
All right, so is the Baron sort of melting into the background?
Where are you going?
I'm going to go into one of the huts, right? They were around
the
huts.
Not huts, but they're like they're ruins of buildings. Yeah.
I'm going to go into a building, mm-hmm. climb out the back door, and then fucking fly over.
You're going to use a spell and fly?
Yes. Actually, I think I already had fly cast. Doesn't it last an hour? Have we been waiting for an hour? Let's see.
You became Curtis and you got hit by a fireball.
That's true. All right. I still have one spell slot left. This guy has to be impressed by my magical abilities. That's what's going to happen if I can do it. But I have to like, I'm like awkwardly climbing through a back window, trying to be silent so he can't hear me.
Has Lank arrived in time to see this happening?
Yeah. If you're going after, if you were going to bring Will back, yes.
I don't know he's there. I'm completely surprised I fall out the window.
You do actually fall out the window. You have to, like, catch yourself on your hands.
Ow!
Are you all right?
What are you doing here?
I came to escort you so that he didn't realize you were you.
All right, well, don't worry. Yeah, just go back and say the Baron is going to live here forever now or something. The Baron has found a new home.
Okay. All right.
Athena is back mumbling to herself. I told him not to be a Baron.
Lank goes back to Victor and says, the Baron has selected a house for himself and has discharged all of us from his service. So we're free to go with you.
Oh, good! You'll be happier without him.
That's
he's
exactly
a jerk.
What he said.
This is not weird at all.
Oh, wait, what's his name? Victor?
Yeah. Victor.
Yeah, Victor. Will has this wicked teleport spell. Maybe he can just teleport your dad back to Vlaki.
They should teleport him into a volcano!
Whoa! You really hate him. I'm not there.
He's just a teenager.
I hope he does. Where is he? You were gonna go get him.
He is on his way. I shouted to him, and he's gathering his stuff and coming over.
Good.
His camping gear. Oh, wait, wrong one.
What about the Baron, though? I mean, gotta...
Oh, he said, he was pleased with the house that he'd found and thanked us all for our service and paid us all handsomely and, like, holds up the money that we got from the house.
Wow. But that house doesn't have running water or a roof?
He decided, like, not clear on what... He decided that in order to do penance... for being such a bad father, he would live without running water or a roof from this day forward.
So help me God.
Well, okay.
Sounds good to me.
That's just what I said, Bathwack.
Well, whenever I can, I'll fly back in.
Okay.
All majestic.
Whoa! That was both Nick and
I was going to say, was that Nick?
I know, that sounded so... That was
Nick-like. Apparently I'm going to carry Bernard, though, or something, because I don't know, where's Bernard? I'll just have him traipse through and join the back of the group, yeah, but I'll
Victor,
fly
that's,
in.
That's not nearly as impressive as his teleport spell. Oh, maybe man, he'll show it to you. Maybe he'll teach
cool.
it to you.
Yeah! Okay. But, yeah, are you guys going to come with me? Will, we're going to go to the Amber Temple. I told you about it.
Oh, I remember that. This is new information, but I remember our conversation from weeks ago.
Wait a second. Where are you going? Why are you following... Are you guys going with him to this place?
We are. We go way back. At least a week.
Yeah.
Why on earth would you... What are you doing there? What about what we need to do here in this land? Who is this lady?
Let's try to go through our notes and figure out what the hell the Amber Temple was.
Well, he said who was... So we should do introductions. Victor, this is Esmeralda. Esmeralda, this is Victor, the son of the Baron, who just retired to a life of hermitage.
Hermitism.
Esmeralda has been with us for... That seems like forever. And
it's been a few days.
Part of 2.5 days.
Yeah. We've had many adventures together, and she recently fell from the sky and lost her wagon in a tragic teleportation mishap.
She fell off the wagon from 30 feet up.
It was Will's fault.
And this is her cat. No, this is Rafina's cat.
Huh. Well, hi. Nice to meet you. Now, why on earth would... What are we doing? This seems like a fool's errand. Is this really what we want to spend our time on? Rafina, you said we should regroup our strength gird our loins, I believe you said.
What's
your muster our courage.
To face Strahd. From all I've... I don't know what this place is. I don't know anything... I don't know. I just been trying to figure out what you're doing.
Well, what's your problem with it? You said it's like a fool's errand? What is it?
It's a place of great danger, but also has great power!
If it's great power, we may be able to use it.
Right.
Or at least leverage it.
I think we definitely need to rest first.
Well, yes, I think that's true either way, but I don't know. I feel like...
We can sleep on it. We probably should sleep. We've had a busy day.
We were kind of brought here by otherworldly means. How far away are we from Valaki?
From Valaki?
I'm asking Victor.
I mean, it's probably about a day's walk north.
You've been walking for a whole day by yourself, young man.
Well, it's been a couple days. I'm staying hidden. There's lots of danger out in the woods.
You are so smart and so clever and so powerful.
Yeah.
To survive this long by yourself.
Uh-huh.
Did you see any werewolves?
I heard a couple wolves.
Did you get bitten? Because we've had problems with that before.
No, I'm
okay. Would
you
tell us the truth?
Yeah, of course I would. I didn't get bit by any werewolf. I'll destroy anything that tries to attack me.
Right. Yes, you sure will. Out of character, do any of us remember what the hell the Amber Temple was? Like, why we want to go there? I remember.
In my brain, it has a big eyeball on it. But I think I'm just making that up.
Oh, man.
Like, on the dollar bill, isn't there an Amber Temple? It's not in any of the cards.
Yeah, it's definitely not a card. So, like, it's... I can't tell if Eric... It's weird that he would send someone out on their way to the Amber Temple, but then Esmeralda hates this idea.
I bet it's where the source of the curse is, though. I think we need to go.
Oh, the source of the curse! You might be right! Maybe. Maybe there's, like, 1,000 brides for him there, and we need to just go pick one, and Strahd will be super happy, the curse will be broken, we'll win!
Yes.
It is the Amber Tamblyn Temple, and it's Amber Tamblyn, Strahd's new bride!
Amber Tamblyn.
Amber Tamblyn.
Well, where is this place? How far is this trip? Do you know? Do any of you know?
No.
Where it's taken you?
We don't know where we are. We don't know anything.
It's past the Solanka Pass. You go through the mountains down south, and you get to the temple. It's high up in the those mountains down there that he would know the name of, and he says right now.
How well supplied are you? I'm going to look him up and down, because does he have, like, a big backpack, or is he just...
He doesn't seem to be super well supplied.
All right, we need to turn around. Sir, you are extremely powerful, but I am not as powerful as you, and I need to go get some supplies in Valaki.
What supplies do you need?
We're... No, now!
We're...
I can't tell which direction you want us to go, DM!
The Solanka Pass, that's so far! You have to go back up to the main road, you go over almost the whole way to the winery, you go south, and it takes... You go through Mountain Pass, and Victor holds a hand up, and he says, No! I was looking this up, I researched it, there's a shortcut, that's why I'm here in Berez. If you go further south and a little bit west, there's a secret pass through the mountains here. It takes off so much of the trip. We could be there in a day.
How many positive Yelp reviews does this pass have? I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
You have a bad feeling about everything.
And I'm always right.
Oh my God.
That's hardly relevant.
Well, we do need to rest, though, young Victor.
All right.
And yeah, I know
you got
that
beat up by a treehouse earlier.
Yes, that's true. We were beat up by a treehouse and various things.
Wow, it survived. You guys are strong. Yes, you are strong.
And that's
yes.
why you should listen to us. I understand that your brain is not quite yet fully formed to make good decisions, so we're going to strongly suggest that we take a little rest and then regroup and try again in the morning. Unless it's like 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's like 10 o'clock, isn't it?
It's pretty early.
I think at this point we could sleep regardless of the time of day.
Yeah.
You've made us actually apply to that rule, though, before. It's like you have to be awake for a certain amount of time before you go to sleep.
I mean, I'm assuming you're not going to start the trip at night either.
Right.
Especially when such good napping could be had at night.
Night napping.
Well, I, you are certainly strong. All of us are. And I feel like, and maybe even Victor here himself could assist us in the fight against Strahd. We need to take the fight to him. I don't know why we need to delay any further. We've rescued Nat. We've cured him and Nick of the curse that befell them. Why delay? I mean, we certainly struck him a blow in the fight there by the pool in Kresk.
We struck him a blow, but the only reason we are not almost all dead... Okay, first of all, his mom, his like a million-year-old mom, almost killed us all. Oh, wait, no. Basically did kill us all, okay? Irish lady, whatever, accent lady, Esmeralda... You...
Well, I wasn't here to help. You said the card said that I am to help you in the fight against Strahd. I'm maybe the missing piece.
But when you were there, I'm saying, my argument... Listen, I'm good at arguing. earlier.
You should have been there.
We were fighting her. She basically killed all of us. Nick was the only one to survive. He helped us all get up. And then, wait, no, Rafina did. But then, okay, so like we would have died, basically. And this was just her. This isn't actually Strahd, the ruler of this land. You know, he's kicked our ass numerous times. So I'm sorry, no matter how much help you are, I don't think that we're ready to fight him yet. Unless the DM thinks we are.
What are you waiting for? When will you feel ready?
If we go to this Amber Temple, it may hold part of the key to defeating him.
I was about to say that, yes, if we go to the Amber Temple, there's a great chance that he'll be there waiting for us. You never know.
That's actually true, a good point.
Oh, God. Let's just dig ourselves a hole and bury ourselves in it.
You don't have any shovels.
Ah, Lang starts punching the ground again.
So does that mean we're gonna go to the temple?
After yes. Once we've slept.
All right. I mean, with you guys along, I could probably make a lot faster time, even if we take the rest of the day here for you guys to. Yeah, you guys look pretty shitty. Okay.
Are you feeling rather energetic? Because if you are, we learned this lesson the hard way. We should set a watch.
Yep.
I can stand vigilant, sure. Absolutely.
You're the best.
Alright, so it's decided. We'll rest up, and then tomorrow morning, we're gonna take my secret pass through the mountains to get to the Selenka Pass to get to the Amber Temple! I can't believe it! I'm
so much whinier since you started talking.
He's just gotta be really nasal to distinguish between Esmeralda and Victor.
I can't believe I'm trying to do them both. I can't believe it. I've been dreaming of this for so long. I'm so excited.
I don't know why we. Okay, well, I'm not gonna worry about this shortcut right now.
Yeah, the shortcut sounds like terrible news. I didn't say that out loud. That's Katie. Sorry.
Let's.
Smacks of having to go through the Cause of Doom. What is it called? The Mines of
Moria. Gorn Pass or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. I'm a terrible nerd. So,
we had these cards, and there was some reason why we needed to go to where Baba Lasaga was.
Get the gem.
To get the gem.
Oh, that was not part of the cards. I was going to say. If it's near the winery, then maybe we can restore the gem so that we can fix
that's
the wine.
True.
Well, that would be the long route, not this shortcut this Torp here is talking about.
Once we've defeated Strahd, we can restore the wine. That'll be the true end of our quest.
But also, Davian's family will be at the winery, right? Or
right.
Yes. No longer there.
I mean, I think Victor, we can talk about this as we all hang out and get our spells back. Mm-hmm. But Rafina might have a point. I know the shortcut sounds super exciting. But we might want to take the long road because
we have to return we have to let his family know.
Yeah. There was a guy that died
in valiant battle.
Helping us, yes.
Yeah.
You can probably see his statue from here.
Yes.
It's actually so big it's you can't discern what it actually is. It just looks like a cliff face.
I think it looks like Putin.
Oh, no.
So each of the cards have taken us to something that, you know, might help us fight Strahd. Does the gem do that too? I mean, was there something
we were to it? Use it first, then return it.
Is there something we're missing? I guess is what I'm asking.
Well,
what were
cards...
we supposed to discover here other than getting nearly all killed?
Well, it helped us not die, right? Because when he yanked it out, the house stopped killing him.
Well, I will say that we didn't go here voluntarily. We were pulled into this area. And I don't see a card that applies to that. I remember what we heard about. I think it was Davian who just said that there was a witch that took the other gem. There's no card that says anything about it. So it might just be that we got a lot richer doing it. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't say anything here about the stone.
Do we have any other cards?
No, we're done.
What if we take the gem to the temple? Maybe there's some connection. Unless these very powerful magic artifacts were made exclusively for the sake of growing wine. Which I think was addressed before, that they weren't.
When you spoke with the I think it was Davian that kind of gave you the history of the winery. The winery, if you recall, is called the Wizard of Wines, because long ago it was founded by a wizard who used these gems to grow grapes in this cursed land, basically.
Okay, so they were made for growing grapes.
I mean,
not necessarily. That could have been his use for it at that time.
Oh, okay.
But It could be like the way you can use a car tire as a dinner plate if you're really desperate.
Yum!
I know, right?
Falls right through the hole in the middle of it.
Yeah, that wasn't the best
thing. Eating really big donuts.
You all know what I mean.
All right.
So it's settled. Good night.
Exactly, yes.
And Lank settles down, uses the cat as a pillow, and is asleep.
Well, perhaps you can mull it over as we adjourn here this evening. Think about what arguments or conversations you might want to have once we return. You'll have a little bit of downtime here in this swampy, nasty place. Just hope you don't run into the Baron in his life of hermitage. You might want to be left alone. But we'll see. When we return next time on Pork Fried Dice. The end.
Yay! Oh.
We did it.
This is the first time in a while that we've ended without being in combat.
Yeah.
Yep. That's my true. God. Maybe you are in combat and you just don't know.
I know. That's
now we're in inner combat. War of indecision.
That is so true. Because like, what the? I have no. I feel like you're very good at not leading us on, but sometimes it's like, I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Well, I will say that hopefully it was pretty clear that I was making it so that way you have two choices, or at least...
Yeah, but like, yeah. Does it matter?
What? I'm giving you a choice.
Damn.
I will say that explicitly.
You mean the choice of the long route and the short route, not like go back to Valaki, which is what I thought she wanted us to do or something.
I meant the choice between Victor and Esmeralda.
Oh,
in
shit.
In terms of their advice. I had two NPCs telling you things to do.
All right.
You idiots!
Yeah, we are!
Which is why we're going to sleep.
Yes!
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.